To achieve all that you're capable of achieving, you have to develop a clear sense of direction. You have to decide exactly what you want in every area of your life. And perhaps the most important question that you're ever going to ask yourself and have to answer, and it keeps coming to you over and over and over again, and that is, what do I really want to do with my life? And so, what is it that you really want to do with your life? Now, most people are so unclear and confused about the answer to this question. And that's why most people accomplish far less than they're truly capable of accomplishing. So, as we go along here, I am going to give you some effective ways to establish the answers to these questions. And the questions and answers that will have a profound influence over your life now and in the years to come. If you think about this stuff and you truly analyze your own existence and life and what is important and what your values are, then you'll come up with some good answers out of this, I assure you. Okay? Now, when we talk about, say, personal goal setting, the first and foremost thing in any goal set that you want to do or anything that you want to achieve, the only true goal in life is happiness. That's what you have to understand. Now, there's studies and studies that go back forever, and you're going to find that, what most people want above all is to be happy. And regardless of in what capacity or however they define that quality, if you will. And happiness is a common denominator for all people and all human behavior. And everything that we do is it's an attempt, essentially, to achieve our own happiness in some way. And you're only really, truly successful in any endeavor to the degree in which you achieve your own happiness in your own life. It's about you. It's not about pleasing other people or any of that. Now, if you achieve everything else in life, say money, the fancy house, fame, success, all that, but you don't achieve your own happiness, then you've essentially failed. And a good measure of how well you're doing in life is to ask yourself, what percentage of the time do you feel, and what percentage of the time are you genuinely happy? Now, the answer to this question is going to tell you how far you've come and how far you still have to go, essentially. Now, I've narrowed it down to about five different ingredients to happiness, if you will. And they're common to everybody, everywhere, under all circumstances. And the first of these are high levels of, say, health and energy. Okay? Now, most people put their health above all other considerations, and that's a wise thing to do. And if you have your health, you have everything, essentially. But if you lose your health for any reason, to that degree, you are failing again at the great game of life in general, the overall big picture of your life. And the second ingredient to happiness is having loving relationships with family and friends and others. And the more people that you have in your life who love and respect you, respect is a big thing, okay? And who you love and respect in return, the happier you're going to be. The third requirement, if you will, it's having meaningful work and doing work that matters or makes a difference. And if you have that, you're going to do it well. I mean, we're all put on earth to be useful in some way, and we're only happy when we feel deep inside that what we're doing is somehow helping others in a positive way. And the happiest and most fulfilled people are those who dedicate their entire lives to doing something that uplifts and enhances the lives of others. That's pretty much how it goes. And the fourth ingredient, if you will, is financial freedom. We live in a material world. I mean, food, clothing, shelter, transportation, all that other stuff. Everything has to be, paid for in some way. I mean, we have to do that. And we can be happy only when we know that we have enough money to pay for everything that we want in our lives and things that we need to do in our lives to get through our day-to-day life. And one of our responsibilities as adults is to have financial independence and financial freedom. And I mean, I talk about that in other forums and different podcasts. But again, we'll get into that in a little more detail here shortly. The fifth ingredient is almost a higher level of inner peace, or some people want to call it a spiritual type of understanding. So without these kind of qualities, we're never going to achieve true happiness and long-term peace of mind for ourselves. So when you have high levels of energy and health, good relationships, meaningful work, financial independence, inner peace, you're genuinely going to be happy most of the time. And it's about deciding exactly what it is that you want and then working towards it each and every day. Now, over all the years and the reading and the it's just different things I've done, which is a lot of stuff, I find there's essentially five types of goals in life. I mean, you need to have a variety of goals to be happy and to keep your life in balance. So the most important ones that we're going to deal with are pretty much in five areas. And the first one is personal goals. The second is family and relationship goals. The third is financial goals. The fourth is, say, business and career goals. And the fifth is health or energy goals or whatever you want to call that. So each of these goals have to fit into the picture to form a well-rounded and complete balanced type of life. Now, the personal goals is the things that you really want for yourself. And they're kind of selfish type of goals. They're the things that make you happy, you as an individual. They're the opportunities that you might use, you know, to with your unique talents and abilities in a way that gives you deep satisfaction, inner satisfaction. And as a result of that, you know, you feel that you don't deserve certain things. And that's a normal kind of trait that we all have because we're talking about personal goals. It's a kind of a selfish type of feeling. And the older that you grow and the more wise you get, then you'll understand that personal happiness is the key measure to all of your success and any successes that you'll have in any of the other categories that we're going to talk about. And the only job that we have in life is to make ourselves happy. And most people hear it the opposite way. They think that they have to make others happy. And, you know, that's completely the opposite. I mean, first and foremost, in order to lead a happy life and be happy in all these different areas, you have to first and foremost be happy with yourself. And everybody's confused this forever, centuries. And you eventually discover that you can't give away something that you don't have. So you can't give away money that you don't have. You can't give away love that you don't have. And you can't give away happiness if you don't have happiness of your own. And the most amazing thing that you can do for almost anything is to be genuinely happy inside, because that's what you're going to project and that's what you're going to be able to give out. And if you look at, you know, family and relationship goals, for many people, these are the most important of all, especially if you have kids. And you have to answer, what are your family goals or your relationship goals? So if you could be anything or have anything or do anything with your family, what's that going to be? What is it? And there are two types of goals. There are tangible and intangible. Now, tangible goals are the things that you can buy or build. You know, say for your family, these could be a home, a car, a vacation, clothes, you know, anything else that can be purchased. Everybody has a list of tangible goals that they want to acquire in order to support their families. Now, intangible goals, on the other hand, are not the same. These are the things that require time and care and consideration and a little bit of emotional thought and so on. And they can't be bought with money. And they're indispensable and irreplaceable in a happy life and a happy family life. And these are the benefits and the things that your family wants more than anything else. So tangible and intangible are something that we have to really come up with and understand the difference with. Now again, like I mentioned, there's financial goals. We're going to get into that a little bit later. We're also going to get into business and career goals a little bit later, and health and energy goals. So I just wanted to pretty much give you an idea of where we're going to go here with regard to your health goals and your financial goals and the five types of goals that we all have to have and achieve. And again, I'm going to list them. I can't get to them all here today. It's going to be too long. We have personal goals, we have family and relationship goals, financial goals, business and career goals, and then we have health and energy goals. So essentially, we have five types of goals. And we're going to talk about how we achieve each one of them in the upcoming episodes. And I believe that if you follow along with this and implement these, you're going to be a success in achieving your goals in these five different and most important areas of your life. Again, personal, family and relationship, financial, business and career, and health and energy. So the next episode, we're going to get in more detail and we're going to start with personal goals and we're going to talk more about that. Okay, so thanks for listening and we will talk soon.